Democrats showcase how much they despise America. From Great Satan to denouncing Declaration of Independence. By Hannah Knudsen on July 3, 2026. Democrat candidates and incumbent lawmakers have not been shy when it comes to bashing the country that allowed them to make it to their privileged positions. As Americans gear up to celebrate the incredible milestone of 250 years of American grit and freedom, several far leftists have spent the last several years using their positions of power to bash the land of opportunity. It certainly is a time of celebration for the vast majority of Americans. And while patriotism often overshadows the negativity, particularly right ahead of Independence Day, it is important for Americans to remember what they are up against in the constant battle to keep America free. Here are just a few examples highlighting some of the worst offenders. 1. Pennsylvania State Representative Chris Rabb denounced the Declaration of Independence. Rabb is the Democrat nominee for Pennsylvania's 3rd Congressional District who thought it was a good idea to actually denounce the Declaration of Independence ahead of America's semi-quincentennial. Those screeds that were very lofty but were notoriously catering to a performative aspect of collective genius that purposely erased indigenous and black peoples, Rabb said at America at 250, Trump fascism, historical erasure, and the battle over truth. It created distance from an empire to help very privileged people continue that privilege and ultimately institutionalize that through the U.S. Constitution many years later. But it certainly did not provide independence to indigenous and black peoples, he claimed. And we cannot talk about anything today without acknowledging that this is a nation born on stolen land and stolen labor. 2. Representative Hank Johnson, DGA, believes America has become the Great Satan. Johnson, the sitting congressman who once publicly worried about Guam capsizing, made the remarks during Sirius XM Radio's The Dean Obadala Show in December. Yeah. We are the world's number one bully. We're using our immense unrivaled power to rule over those who have less power. And we're doing it with impunity. And this sends a shocking message to the world that America is indeed the what did they used to call us, the great hand of Satan or something like that. I mean, America under the Trump regime is demonstrating that moniker was entirely accurate, the Democrat said. The great Satan. That's what we have become in this country when we can start killing people with impunity. It's really shocking to the conscience. And it's an affront to our basic humanity. No longer can Americans say that we are exceptional. Not when you're going around killing folks like that, he said during the discussion on the U.S. military strikes on alleged drug boats. 3. Democratic Socialist Congressional Candidate Melet Kyros said America had 9/11 coming. Kyros, who unseated 15-term Democrat Rep. Diana DeGette in Colorado's 1st Congressional District, thought it was appropriate to opine that 9/11, resulting in the deaths of nearly 3,000 individuals, was simply inevitable due to the actions of the U.S. Inevitable in the sense that we destabilized a lot of the Middle East. That forced people to believe that another act of violence was the only response. And again, just like I said before, responsibilities to getting rid of those conditions that lead to violence in the first place, Kyros said. 4. Somali Muslim Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, thinks America is becoming one of the worst countries in the world. She made the remarks during an appearance on the Democracy Now! YouTube channel. Where, you know, you have masked armed men who are in plain clothes that are snatching people off the streets, unwilling to identify themselves. You have the military being deployed in our streets. My God, this is America, she said, mischaracterizing the Trump administration's efforts to get criminal illegal aliens off the streets. You have states' rights being disregarded. So, you know, the constitutional crisis that's being created in front of our eyes. And the same week where we have a president who has deployed the military who are trained to kill our enemies, not Americans, but our enemies, are in our streets. It's the same week that we are going to have a military parade, she said, reportedly referencing the parade celebrating the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army. I mean, I grew up in a dictatorship and I don't even remember ever witnessing anything like that. To have a democracy, a beacon of hope for the world to now be turned into one of the, you know, one of the worst countries, where the military are in our streets without any regard for people's constitutional rights while our president is spending millions of dollars prompting, sick, himself up like a failed dictator with the military parade, she added. Notably, her daughter has also called for the death of America. 5. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, once said America was not an advanced society. She made the remarks back in 2019, asserting that the country was fascist. What we are living in now is not an advanced society, she said, describing the supposed fascism that we're evolving into under President Donald Trump. 6. Representative Al Green, DTX, said his action to impeach President Trump is the one thing that makes him proud to be an American. 7. New York City socialist Muslim Mayor Zoran Mamdani used his Independence Day message to bash America, describing it as a nation of contradictions where children go to sleep hungry and masked agents terrorize streets. These are just a small handful of examples showcasing the way much of the radical left views America. Following a wave of socialist victories in New York, Republicans concluded that the Democrat Party has been taken over by those who hate America. This reality coincides with a recent Economist/YouGov survey revealing that only 8% of Democrats consider America the greatest country on earth.